This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Some parts of this country may be going from a shortage of flu vaccine to a surplus. That's the latest development in a major public health story. On October 5th, contamination problems caused one of America's two flu vaccine suppliers to pull nearly 50 million doses off the market. That's half the nation's expected supply. That led to the most severe shortage of flu vaccine ever. But now, health officials are worried that some states have more vaccine than they're using, and they could end up throwing flu vaccine away. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
Officially, the federal government isn't worried about a vaccine surplus. In fact, it's just launched a new ad campaign about this year's unprecedented shortage.
Hello, I'm Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Are you concerned that you won't be able to get a flu shot this year?
Dr. Gerberding is still asking most Americans not to get a flu shot.
If you're healthy and you don't need a vaccine, please step aside and give others a shot.
The CDC says flu vaccines should be reserved for 85 million Americans in eight groups, such as people over 65, pregnant women, and those with chronic diseases. But in a growing number of states, health officials are putting out a very different message. Nebraska's chief medical officer, Dr. Richard Raymond, says anybody over 50 there can get a flu shot. And still, Nebraska has vaccine to spare.
We have sent about 11,000 doses to other states.
Raymond says Nebraska's not alone. As president of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, he's got a good overview of what's happening across the country.
Many states feel they have reached everybody in the eight priority groups that is desirous of receiving vaccination. No state will tell you they vaccinated everybody in those eight groups because that just doesn't happen. But the demand has gone to almost zero in many states.
Now health officials are worried about a possible surplus of flu vaccine, vaccine that would just end up being thrown out.
And if there were 10 million doses of vaccine left over, that would just be horrible to think that people are dying from influenza and perhaps someone died because someone didn't get the vaccine because we limited it to the eight priority groups.
So many states are expanding their rules on who can get a flu shot. Michigan, Utah, and Wyoming have lifted all restrictions. Wisconsin, Oklahoma, and Minnesota are among those inviting healthy people over age 50 or people who live in households with high-risk individuals to get flu shots. Diane Mandernach is Minnesota's health commissioner. Like Raymond, she thinks people in high-risk groups who want flu shots have already gotten them.
We have had some of our local public health clinics where, you know, they would have doses available for 8,000 and maybe 1,000 would show up.
But in other states, probably most of America, they're not opening the door to lower-risk people. For example, in Alabama, Florida, Virginia, Maryland, New York, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Vermont was among the states hardest hit by the shortage, but surprisingly, even in Vermont, the situation isn't dire.
We do believe that, in fact, our population in Vermont may be better off this year rather than worse off.
Dr. Paul Jarris is Vermont's health commissioner. He says by strictly prioritizing who got the limited vaccine, more of those at highest risk of death or serious flu complications are protected this year. In fact, Jarris thinks this is a model to use in the future, whether or not there are vaccine shortages.
I think we're going to give some real thought next year to saying we may first, in fact, give it to people with chronic illnesses and other high-risk populations, and then later in the season open it up to the general public.
But it's still too soon to say if the nation has ducked a bullet this year. After all, flu has barely shown up yet. Richard Raymond of Nebraska finds this disturbing.
It's amazing. It's eerie. It's scary. The calm before the storm, and it's just kind of like we're just waiting for this to erupt.
Or maybe America's flu season will be like Australia's was 6 months ago, unusually mild. Richard Knox, NPR News.